astonishing the extent to which senior TFG officials have the ability to deposit funds from foreign governments into personal bank accounts abroad and completely avoid wider scrutiny or accountability. And I think, especially for the imminent government that's to form after this current transitional federal government mandate expires, is that past attempts to have a public financial management unit are seen as political institutions and are usually not effective. They're seen as just an attempt to discredit opponents when reports come out that allege certain financial corruption with Somali officials. So I think that there's going to be a lot of problems going forward if all attempts to provide financial accountability in Somalia are seen as political.
There's not really been that much surprise that this is the case, that money has been going into the coffers of these TFG politicians.
No, but I think that the specifics provided in the report in terms of how it happens and who is involved is what makes this report important. You know, corruption is, of course, widely known within the Somali government, but this report kind of provides that inside look in terms of which TFG officials are receiving money, how much they are receiving, and the reasons why efforts to provide financial accountability have failed, which again, they have failed because institutions that are supposed to account for how money is spent in Somalia are shut down by the same senior TFG officials that are accused of embezzling money.
The TFG, the Transitional Federal Government, it's supposed to be coming to an end next month. But really, what hope can we have for any new government that this TFG spawns when we know the difficulties that the Transitional Government has had in terms of corruption?
I think it's incumbent on the international donors to monitor the way they transfer funds to the government in order to prevent the level of corruption that is currently present in the Transitional Federal Government. The Transitional Federal Government relies on international donor funds, and so I think that the most effective way to kind of reduce corruption in the next government will be closer monitoring of how international donors give or donate to the government.
So you're saying this is the responsibility of the Western donors and not the responsibility of the Somali politicians?
I think it is first and foremost the responsibility of the politicians, but if there can't be effective measures to curb the corruption within the Somali government, I think that the international community has to take responsibility in recognizing the role that it may play in directly contributing to the way that TFG officials embezzle funds intended for the Somali people.
It must be sad for many Somalis who realize that the Transitional Federal Government, which was supposed to put into place the sort of frameworks that you'd expect with ministries and finance, has actually been embezzling the cash itself.
One thing that stands out in the report is that informants to the UN Somali Eritrea Monitoring Group point out that whenever TFG officials try and initiate a project to benefit the Somali people, the common phrase that they get from cabinet ministers to initiate projects is, "What's in it for me?" That kind of provides an insight into the inherent model of corruption that's currently present in the government and that will likely pervade the next government if no measures of accountability can be introduced, either by the Somali government or international actors.